In 1954, 9 years after the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and long before the release of atomic nightmares such as Dr. Strangelove and Failsafe, Toho, a Japanese film company, produced the first and still best-known blatant graphic metaphor for the nuclear monster unleashed. Of course, I am talking about the cinematic masterpiece, Godzilla, as relevant today as it ever was.
Whatever it is, it killed my brother, Jason Hawkins, it killed my best friend Hudson Clapp, and Marlena Diamond, and many, many others. We've crashed here in Central Park and taken shelter under this bridge. The military has begun bombing the creature, and we're caught in the middle.
Welcome to the Inner Side Radio Program. My name is Scooter. Kind of a slow news day today. Let's see, Ivory Coast in flames, more nuke stuff. Libya, Afghanistan. Well, there's another earthquake and tsunami in Japan. Let's see, the government's shutting down. Hold on, here's something important. Phineas writes into the show from Northern California. Dear Scooter, I just deleted a PDF file of the Quran. I hope they don't cut my head off. Phineas from California. As Tom mentioned, we may have to burn the Quran in order to save it. However, from what I hear about the radiation flooding into the ocean, there's a good chance that if your head gets chopped off by irate Islamicists, peace be upon them, another head may very well grow back, just before your brain gets eaten by Mill Valley Yup Zombies serving their new radioactive mutant dolphin overlords. The Quran is old school fear. Wake up and smell the Godzilla. I, for one, welcome our new radioactive mutant dolphin overlords and hereby offer my services in the enslavement of my fellow humans on sprawling Midwestern fish farms. Sophisticated brainwashing techniques are already in place across the...
This is Tokyo, once a city of 6 million people. What has happened here was caused by a force which, up until a few days ago, was entirely beyond the scope of man's imagination. Tokyo, a smoldering memorial to the unknown. An unknown which at this very moment still prevails and could at any time lash out with its terrible destruction anywhere else in the world. There were once many people here who could have told of what they saw. Now there are only a few.
Ah! When you mentioned the kind of world order that you hope to see, within the next 20 or 30 years, what kind of world order do you think we can expect to see?
If you wish mankind to survive, you've got to give up certain kinds of self-assertion. At present, in every country, self-assertion is thought glorious. I mean, national self-assertion. And if people can't be cured of that, they can't survive in the nuclear age. It's a very, very difficult thing to do, and I don't feel any confidence that it will be done. But if it isn't done, we're finished.
He crushed all in his path and set the countryside aflame with his fiery breath. His fierce attack left the cities in ruin.
Now that a tsunami warning has been issued, we will wait until the tsunami warning is lifted. And once the warning has been lifted, we will go to reactors number 3 and 4 to take a look at the situation. We have not heard of any emergency situations at either the reactors or the vertical tunnels. And that's the information that I've received currently. We have looked into any issues with the facilities and our personnel and have verified that everything is all right. Everything is all right.
My name is Steve Martin. I'm a foreign correspondent for United World News. I was headed for an assignment in Cairo when I stopped off in Tokyo for a social call. But it turned out to be a visit to the living hell of another world.
Everything is all right. Everything is all right. Everything is all right.
The worst is over at this point.
No, Bill, I don't think the worst is over from the standpoint of what's going on with the reactors. I think that we may see radiation leaks. We may see a total meltdown in one of the reactors.
Everything is all right.
What I don't think is going to happen is that there's going to be a long-term health impact on the population in Japan. I think there's likely not going to be any loss of life, and I think that we have raised a crisis mentality that we're going to have more stress-related illness in Japan than we're going to have from low-level radiation impacts. The people in Japan should be focusing on water pollution and waste disposal problems in the flooded areas instead of thinking that they've got an atomic bomb ready to go off in their backyard.
So you stand by your position that you think this is all an overreaction?
Everything is all right.
In the first encounter, a furious battle took place in which Godzilla almost met his match.
Is not going to be significant. And I say that based on our knowledge of the worst case situation, which this is not, at Chernobyl. When they studied Chernobyl 20 years later, the bottom line was that 50 people died in the explosion from radiation, from fire, and that all the thousands of people they thought were going to be affected by increased cancer, shortened lifespans, that never happened. The UN published reports in 2006 that indicated that it was not but a fraction as bad. And we're not anywhere near Chernobyl here. here in Fukushima.
I just want to get the doctor in. He raises some interesting points. Is he right, doctor?
I don't think so.
There seemed to be no way of stopping this 600-ton monster, as whole city blocks became a raging inferno. Then, from the black hole of outer space, invaders from other planets and galaxies decided this was the opportunity to take over the Earth.
Returning to normal.
But you are not down on radiation poisoning.
Well, it's not me. I'm citing a stunning number of physicists. And from the New York Times, the Times of London, there's
hey, that doesn't happen unless maybe there's an exposed core.
I would feel safer in a newly built nuclear power plant during an earthquake and a tsunami than if I were in one of those cars I've seen being tossed around.
Everything is all right.
Growing body of evidence that radiation in excess of what the government says are the minimum amounts you should be exposed to are actually good for you and reduce cases of cancer.
Safety first.
The New York Times. Everything is all right.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That's not a good thing.
Wow. Well, I was probably millions will die
now.
I
mean, I wonder how many mercury-filled light bulbs were destroyed in Japan this past week.
Science Section, for example, a few years ago reported on a study from Canada where all these women who had tuberculosis got an inordinate number of chest x-rays. Well, their breast cancer rate was lower than the general population.
Millions will die.
Billions. I think billions.
Billions
is probably
of people
a better
will die. Probably wipe out the human race.
What about all those automobiles?
Then something completely completely unimportant in news because everybody, of course, was waiting.
The Priuses and stuff, they were made in this area. There's a lot of automobile batteries.
There were apartments put up in Taiwan in 1993 that accidentally contained an inordinate amount of cobalt-60, a radioactive substance. After 16 years, 10,000 occupants of these buildings. Being hit with five times what the government says is the minimum amount you should be hit with, the number of cancer cases they had, about 10,000 occupants, was only five cases. Now, for the general population in that same age group, a group of 10,000 Taiwanese should have gotten about 170 cases.
Why is
it those things
like
happen? Why is the established medical
just a month ago
organizations were established?
Everything is all right.
How much of that refuse is being swept away now into the ecosystem for the general population. Here's from Reuters, Japan nuclear woes cast shadow over U.S. energy policy. They do?
This new Godzilla, not quite fully grown, was quickly destroyed by, however, there are new reports of yet another creature wreaking havoc off the shores of Japan.
That should have been me on the 6 o'clock news.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard to get your stuff on the air when a bunch of stormtroopers grab your camera and trample your First Amendment rights!
The creature wasn't a threat to anybody.
You think I'd actually...
Hey, we didn't even see Godzilla, okay? Until like 2 seconds before the cavalry showed up.
Maybe your little girlfriend didn't think you could keep Godzilla under control.
Section is reporting it doesn't get pressed because...
So by your account, we should all be heading for the nuclear reactor leaking and...
Well...
Kind of sunbathing out there in front of... you know, come on.
Well, interestingly... it's called hormesis, that's how it appears to be pronounced, I've really read about it, the beneficial effects of radiation at a conference on hormesis at the University of Massachusetts a few years ago.
Millions will die. Billions. I think billions is probably better. Probably wipe out the human race.
Then they went to a spa in Boulder, Montana, where people pay to go 85 feet into the ground, into a mine, in order to be exposed to excessive levels of radiation that they think it's good for.
But I want the audience to be very cautious about all this. It's all theoretical at this point.
But the point is that the media will not report this because, A, it's not sensationalistic to say, oh, humans are going to have to pass, and B,
U.S. energy policy is to shut down...
I suggest that these agreements are shutting this force of the National Academy.
...wipe out the human race.
This just in, a 400-foot-tall dinosaur-like creature has attacked the NPR station in Little Rock, Arkansas. Renowned serpent expert Ken Ham is at...
What is the matter? The
meters aren't working.
There's a strong magnetic pulse.
That we live in is really a wonderful one. We have found out how wonderful through the discoveries of scientists. The greatest of all these discoveries is the discovery of the way to release the great stores of energy that are in the nuclei of atoms. I think that this is going to make the world an ever better place to live in. It is, of course, the discovery also that led to the development of nuclear weapons, atomic bombs, hydrogen bombs. Each added amount of radiation causes damage to the health of human beings all over the world and causes damage to the pool of human germplasm, such as to lead to an increase in the number of seriously defective children that will be born in future generations.
Dr. Teller has been closely connected with studies on the control of radiation hazards. He is co-author with Dr. Albert Latter of the soon-to-be-published book, Our Nuclear Future, giving a simple explanation of the nucleus together with a description of the potentialities of nuclear energy in peace and in war. Brief excerpts from this book were published recently in Life magazine. Here is Dr. Edward Teller.
I cannot pretend, unfortunately, I wish I could, that I completely agree with Professor Paul. I don't. If you go away from here with the conviction that he is right in everything he says, I believe you make a mistake. I have thought about these things carefully and for a long time, in doing my work for many years, and more recently, looking into facts of other people's work and writing a book about it. If you go away from here, believing everything I have said, I won't be satisfied either. What I hope is that you will take time to think about these things carefully, to talk it over, and then slowly.
Today, with atomic energy, interplanetary radar, ionospheric projectiles, planes hurtling through the air faster than sound, all is speed and more speed. The imagination is stacked at the possibilities ahead.
I saw a plume of steam rise several hundred feet in the air. You could see it from the lights around the plant, the white steam, and it roared.
The radio you're listening to right now may be operating on atomic power. More than likely, you are not aware of it. Atomic power, working quietly but diligently behind the scenes, is becoming more important in our daily lives with each passing year.
It roared with a tremendous roar of releasing steam. It woke me up, and I looked out the window and I saw this huge column going up in the air and roaring.
An accident in the water cooling system at the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, forced the company to call a general emergency and shut down part of the plant for an unspecified period. Radioactive water was released in the building.
Everything is under control.
Everything is all right.
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 Everything is under control. Everything is under control. Everything is under control. Everything is under control. Everything is under control.
Everything is
under control. Everything is under control. There is and was no danger to public health and safety. There was a small release of radiation to the environment. All safety equipment functioned properly. Metropolitan Edison has been monitoring the air in the vicinity of the plant constantly since the incident. No increase in normal radiation levels has been detected.
Well, to tell you the truth, it doesn't bother me. I'm not... If those things happen, they happen, and that's the way I feel about it.
My understanding at this point is that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has said that this is perhaps the most serious accident or near accident at a nuclear power plant thus far in the United States. Apparently what has occurred is that there was failures of the primary cooling system in the plant, that there was apparently at least leakage, a substantial leakage of radiation into the plant itself, and perhaps, although this is not proven yet, a leakage of radiation into the atmosphere outside of the plant.
After a buildup of radiation in the containment building detected by the equipment, teams were dispatched on-site and off-site to monitor for possible external radiation,
which
release
was published after due
initially
consideration of
was an entire meltdown, and we know that thing was just a disaster in the end. But doctor, to
Bill,
the point
Bill,
what's happening,
I read,
hang on one moment just to make this point. It's been reported now that the levels of radiation just south of this area in Japan are 300 times normal, doctor. But even at 300 times normal, it's not considered dangerous. Of this area in Japan are 300 times normal, doctor.
It's a magnificent robot.
Level, one out of every 25 people would contract cancer, according
I
to the best available science.
For an extended period of time, but we have not been there just yet. Jay, I cut you off. What do you think of that?
Bill, these are worst-case scenarios. I don't know what benefit there is by scaring people, describing some worst-case situation that has never occurred. And I am very familiar with the Beer 7 report, and I'm aware that 1,000 people in the village of Chernobyl did contract leukemia. 998 were cured. This is all in the UN report. What benefit is it to scare people to death over a situation that has never occurred? We have 444 operating nuclear power plants in the world. There has never been a fatality in any of them. 200 nuclear ships have sailed the oceans. There's never been a fatality. And I'm hopeful that there will not yet even be a fatality in this terrible situation in Fukushima.
I started with Jay.
What does the
beer... Cheers, Doctor. Thank you.
Father.
They've arrived 15 years too late to ask me about that. I told them then I'd make them sorry. Now my theory has proved to be correct. I'll take revenge on them all, on those fools who thought I was crazy and forced me to resign.
Father, please
to alter the normal levels of measurement.
Don't worry.
Subsequent monitoring showed increases of several millirems per hour at the
officer's body. What kind of creature are we dealing with?
Elsie! Elsie!
It's a wild animal, Nick. How long before it turns on you?
That greasy little weasel tries to mess with Godzilla's brain and then acts like he was doing me a favor.
I hate to say it, Nick, but Winter did have a point.
In the long run, it might even be the most humane solution.
He's out of control, Nick. What was I supposed to do? Wait for him to fry you? It's not like we even have to use this thing. It's just a precaution.
Did your new buddy tell you to say that?
Previously on Godzilla.
This is huge. For the first time, they're using that dreaded word breach, meaning uncontrolled release of radiation into the environment. And remember that Unit 3, which is suspected to have the breach, contains plutonium. Plutonium is the most toxic chemical known to science. A speck of plutonium, a millionth of a gram, could cause cancer if it's ingested. And so this has to be looked at very carefully, because if there is a full abandonment of the reactor site, if they abandon ship, we could be in free fall.
And even before we heard those words used by the Prime Minister, Doctor, we saw this in a Tokyo newspaper this morning, the headline that Japan's own Nuclear Safety Committee is thinking about upping the level here. Let's take a look at these numbers. 3 Mile Island in this country, we all know, was a level 5. Chernobyl was a level 7. That's the highest possible. And now Japan considering moving this up to a 6.
Well, the utility is the laughing stock within scientific circles because obviously this accident has exceeded Three Mile Island. At Three Mile Island, we had one reactor sustaining perhaps 90% core damage, but very little escaped into the environment. There was no breach. Here, we have three raging meltdowns in progress, one spent fuel pond open to the air, hydrogen gas explosions, any one of which already exceeds Three Mile Island.
And Dr.
So obviously, we should be level 6.
Level 6, you point out, and we saw those eerie images just yesterday morning here of the ghost towns created near the Fukushima plant. I mean, are we looking at a potential Chernobyl situation where an entire region of Japan would be empty for years to come?
Let's hope not. Let's hope they bring it under control. But if it goes to a full-scale evacuation of all personnel, it means that firefighters are no longer putting water onto the cores. That's the only thing preventing a full-scale meltdown at three reactor sites. Once they evacuate, then we pass the point of no return. Meltdowns are inevitable at three reactor sites, leading to a tragedy far beyond that of Chernobyl, creating permanent dead zones in Japan.
Then you have a responsibility no man has ever faced. You have your fear, which might become reality. And you have Godzilla, which is reality.
Attention. Attention, people of Japan. At this moment, a nationwide prayer is being observed for the survivors of devastated Tokyo. The voices of our children are raised in a prayer for the courage to surmount the destruction of today and look forward with hope for peace and light.
Special thanks in the mix to Skidmark Bob from Pop Defect Radio, Peter Beauchamp from Pacifica Radio in New York, and Brian DeShazer from the Pacifica Radio Archives. We heard from Bertrand Russell, Edward Teller, Boo, and Miscellaneous Pundit Emitters. You've been listening to The Inner Side. To hear this and all other previous programs, Google Inner Side. My name is Scooter, and I'll see you all next week.
Have you decided? Yes. But this must be the only time the oxygen destroyer will be used.